This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We'll give you our toll-free lines, also the Skype username. You can call in about anything you want. Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, in the news, saying that Facebook, or rather Internet service, or does he actually mean Facebook, should be considered akin to free hospitals and libraries. Daryl, you've got that story. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, because there's also another story about his internet.org, which is basically a restricted version of the internet that restricts you to Facebook and like a Bing search, basically, is sort of spreading around the globe as a free internet alternative to people. So it all ties in together. We'll get into the details there. But first, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, actually Skype, where our username is lrn.fm. We've got Brody calling from Pittsburgh. Brody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm calling about actually kind of two subjects that are kind of commingled. So the first really is government authority, and I think the biggest problem with humanity or society, whatever you want to say, is their belief in government authority.
Mm.
I think, the problem is, in order for governments to have actual legal authority, they need consent of the governed. And as far as I'm concerned, consent would mean our signatures on a contract, which they don't have from anyone.
And I've seen polls done recently where like 62% of Americans say that the federal government does not have the consent of the governed. But yet the federal government still chugs along because they claim that the consent is, well, you're still within our jurisdiction, because they're using implied consent, not express consent.
Well, and people keep going along to get along for the most part. While they may be saying that they don't give their consent, they still continue to obey due to the threat of violence being used against them constantly. So I don't know which percentage of Americans pays income tax because they love the U.S. government versus the percentage that pays because they're afraid of going to prison. But it would be interesting to find that out.
Right.
But yeah, I agree. Yeah, they don't have express consent. They say it's implied. But, you know, in law, an implied contract is usually something that's for something that's very minor. For something major like giving up all your rights, that would usually be considered, you would need to have express consent. But of course, they're not going to listen to any of that because they're the government and they're just going to do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And people are going to let them do whatever they want to do because people don't, I think it's because people don't stand up for their rights and say, hey, government, you have no actual legal authority. But the thing I really want to get to is the Free State Project, I've noticed, is getting close to their 20,000.
Yeah, they just crossed from 91 to 92% today.
It took 4 days.
About 4 days, whereas the last 1% from 90 to 91% took about 9. Prior to that, it took about 30. So it really seems to be increasing in the clip of signups right here toward the end, which I think is exciting. Sorry, go ahead with your point.
So my concerns are, first of all, from my understanding, is the Free State Project originally had a goal of getting the 20,000, I believe, within 3 years or 4 years, which would make sense to me because, you know, the first 10,000 that signed up, if they signed up within the first 10 years, I don't know how long it's been going, but who knows what their mentality is now, those first 10,000 signers, whether they're still wanting to move or
yeah,
whether, you know, they were under that.
Who really cares, ultimately? I mean, I get where you're coming from, and I don't expect to see more than 10,000 of the original of the total 20,000 signers for the Free State Project move. I think we could probably get 5,000 of them pretty solidly. Anywhere between 5 and 10,000, I would say, would be icing on the cake. And originally, Jason Sorens, the creator of the Free State Project, which for our newer listeners is the idea of concentrating liberty-minded people in the same geographic area so we can achieve more liberty in our lifetime, he originally, you know, basically just chose that 20,000 number, and he didn't realize that it was going to, that his movement was going to attract what he later considered to be super activists. And so he would have, if he could have, and it was too late, obviously, but, you know, a decade later, he would have revised his numbers to 2,000.
He's also said that he would have had the vote happen later. Instead of having the vote happen after 5,000, he would have had the vote after like 10,000, because there was definitely sort of a drop off on the increase of signers after the vote happened, because a bunch of people were like, oh, I don't want to move to New Hampshire. But if the vote had not happened yet and it was, all right, you know, sign up, and then you can vote on which one of these 10 states.
More people would have signed
more
faster.
More people probably would have signed faster.
Well, you know, it's all hindsight being 2020, right? Like, no one had ever done anything like this before. And ultimately, even if only 5,000 people show up out of the 20,000, that's 5,000 dedicated, liberty-minded people who've been willing to pick up their lives and move for this ideal.
Not
and that's
to mention,
huge.
Not to mention the 2,000 or so people that are friends of the Free State Project. Living in New Hampshire.
So, yeah, add another 2,000 in there. And then don't forget that, you know, we've already created this amazing movement that has been called the single greatest threat to the state by someone who's a state representative who is a state lover. You know, we've already created the most formidable opposition to the state, and we've only had 1,000 or so, you know, about 1,500 people move as early movers. So, you know, you triple those numbers and you're going to have an incredible force to deal with that's only going to attract thousands more over time. So just because only 5,000 to 10,000 of the original 20,000 Free Staters move, that doesn't mean that we won't continue to attract new movers over time. So that's what I would say to that. Go ahead, Brody.
And then really I understand your point. I've already thought about it, and I kind of tend to agree. But my other bigger concern is the question of how many of these people that have signed up are so-called small government libertarians versus ANCAPs. Because I have a couple of second cousins I've been arguing with on Facebook, and I would consider them small government libertarians, and they cannot get through their heads the idea that government doesn't have any actual legal authority. And if these are people that want to move there just to separate from the United States, that's not my interest. I don't want to separate from the United States. I want to end the belief in government, the belief that they have authority to commit these atrocities.
I would say, let me first explain the statement of intent, because that's really important, and I don't think it matters if the people are small government libertarians or people that, you know, just say, I want to go live in the woods and have my own commune. It doesn't matter, because the statement of intent says that you intend to move to exert the fullest practical effort to the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is protection of life, liberty, and property. And it doesn't matter if, you know, I definitely want there to not be a government for the state of New Hampshire, but if we can get it down to where I don't even realize it exists, then that would possibly be good enough for me.
Well, further, here's, I think, what's an important thing to point out, and you don't really know this unless you've lived here for a little while in New Hampshire. The joke is that the difference between a small government libertarian and a full-blown voluntarist is 6 months in New Hampshire. I mean, the fact is, you get these people that you've been trying to persuade for, you know, a decade or whatever to New Hampshire, and then they're going to be around hundreds of people who are voluntarists and anarchists and, you know, principled libertarians. I don't find very many small government people that I know of. I know they exist, but I don't run in those circles. I mean, I can fill my entire life with voluntarists if I want to here in New Hampshire. They start hanging around those social groups and they become part of a voluntarist, real peaceful, liberty-oriented community. It's, you know, they're going to be persuaded. If they're not listening to you, they'll listen to, you know, 10 other people who are, you know, not as well known to them, but for whatever reason, they'll take more seriously. So people will change their position on things as they spend more time around real principled libertarians.
Okay, and that's really what my concerns are. So, you know, I'm just trying to get a feel of how it is there,
being
I would recommend you come and check it out. I mean, if you can afford to do it, the Liberty Forum is coming up in February. It's the
About a month and a half.
Yeah, the 18th through the 21st. And that'll give you a real taste of what it's like to actually be around people. In fact, I had a cool, there was a cool post on the Free State Project Facebook group that I'm going to pull up by a guy who really had, I think, an epiphany last night during his New Year's Eve celebrations with other Free Staters. And I think it'll be instructive here. Hey, thanks, Brody, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know what? Even if the small government libertarian never converts to a true, you know, full-on voluntarist, that's okay. I'd rather have small government libertarians around than statists. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, so Skype on in to join us here at Skype username LRN.FM. There's a movement in healthcare today full of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. You can join the movement and change healthcare for good at joinlhs.com. Joinlhs.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 1-800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare at joinlhs.com. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We just had a call from Brody in Pittsburgh with some questions about the movement in New Hampshire, as the Free State Project is closing in on 100% of its goal, just having crossed to 92% of the total number of 20,000 signers that they're looking for. You went over the statement of intent, which has to do with being willing to work towards a government that, at its maximum role, would protect life, liberty, and property.
Yes.
But, of course, the minimum role could be zero. So I find that a lot of the people here in New Hampshire, a lot of the activists, at least, are principled libertarians who might otherwise be described as voluntarists. They may self-describe as anarchists, but I personally don't care for that term. But those are the kinds of people that I experience here. I don't know about you, Daryl. Has that been your experience within the Free State Project?
Mostly, with the exception of a few of the Republicans that are basically, you know, small-ish government Republicans.
And who are also Free State Project early movers?
Yes.
So, yeah, those people
do exist.
Well,
there's actually a couple that aren't early movers that we know that we hang around with somewhat.
Mm. You're talking about natives or people who have been here a long time?
Natives or people that have been here for, like, 20 years. They're good people, and I certainly will work with them on certain issues.
Absolutely.
But I want to go a little bit further towards freedom.
Yeah, and but the majority of my experience is with people who really understand liberty here.
Right.
And there are more people here or there who believe in that than you could know.
Yes.
You know, you can only know so many hundreds of people, and of course, obviously, you can only know a few of them well.
Right.
But you can only really kind of keep track of several hundred people, basically, in your life. I think there have been some studies have done that, like, the average person knows 700 and something people. I don't know about, you know, where they get the numbers from, but you can only know so many. And already we've got over 1,500 people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project. You cannot possibly know everyone. I was at a New Year's Eve party at what's a place called Area 23 last night in Concord, which is actually a Free Stater-owned and operated bar. And
yes.
They're like a nano brewery as well. And they're having their New Year's Eve party. And I'm looking around the room. I don't know 10% of the people in this relatively busy party on New Year's Eve. There are just so many people here. You cannot know them all. And then that's good because
you can
see choosing.
Was the party limited to Free Staters? Or since they are an open-to-the-public establishment, were there... just regular people there as well.
There were regular people there as well, but I don't know the difference, right? Like, I can't tell the difference. I mean, I know Free Staters who were in there, who were talking with other people who could have been Free Staters or maybe not, weren't Free Staters. But my point is, I can go to a new movers party, which is pretty much all Free Staters. That's a monthly party that they have in Manchester now, and it's been pretty popular. And there's 70 people there.
Right.
So, and, you know, 20 of them are brand new movers, people who've just arrived within the last month. I mean, it's incredible. And that's just a fraction of what's going on here. So here's the post from Glenn over in the Free State Project group on Facebook, which I thought would kind of speak to what it's like to be here, because Brody was on the line earlier. You know, he's wondering what it's like. Well, the only way to really know is to come find out.
Right.
And here's what Glenn experienced. He said, holiday parties in the Free State Project community are fantastic. I wish I could bottle up the New Year's party I went to and send it to everybody who has signed the statement of intent. It's one thing to know you're not alone. It's another thing to see it demonstrated. Even better than the demonstration, though, is that after you see it demonstrated enough times, it starts to change you. Before I moved, I felt under siege, and rightly so. It's one thing to solitarily struggle against the system. It's another thing entirely to be able to conspire with others eager for liberty. Before I moved, I had to watch what I said at parties. Now I go and just hang out. I'm able to be myself. Parties are a lot better when you don't have to keep excusing yourself from the conversation, when you realize you've just spent 15 minutes talking to a rabid statist who would like to see you tortured and imprisoned. Now consider the New Year's Eve party I went to this year, where every moment I spent talking to anyone felt valuable. It was all good. Everybody felt like somebody. I knew almost every person there by name, and I'm far from a social butterfly. I went outside to have a cigar, and a thought struck me. Maybe this is what community feels like. I couldn't say that I never felt this way before I moved out, but now it's more of a regular experience. Beyond all the politics and social change, the what that we are fighting for, these are the kind of people I want to spend my life around. These are the kind of people I can trust, and even trust with my kid. And these are the kinds of people that I want to go to a party with. New Hampshire isn't perfect, but when I think of all the laughing faces at the party last night, I can't help but think there is hope. You are not alone. Come home and see what it feels like. And to me, I thought that was a really, you know, inspiring piece by Glenn Dickey is his name. It's there on the Public Free State Project group on Facebook. I don't know Glenn, or at least I don't recall meeting Glenn. There are a lot of people here in New Hampshire, but I don't think that his experience is uncommon. I think a lot of people have a feeling of, like, coming home when they move to New Hampshire. They're welcomed by people who are really grateful that they took the time to come here. Like, they don't know you from Adam, but they're really connected to you in a way that is hard to explain.
Right.
So what do you think about that, Daryl?
I completely agree. And one thing that I've noticed, because I had sort of a totally different experience on arrival, because my initial plan when I got to New Hampshire was to hang out in Keene for a couple of days and then go to Manchester and look for work, because I knew it was a bigger city. So I didn't have one of these big move-in party sort of things.
You didn't have a truck full of stuff.
Right. Everything I owned that I was able to bring with me, I put in my car. And if I couldn't fit it, okay, I put it by the dumpster and somebody took it.
Right.
So I didn't have a move-in party, but I've been to move-in parties for people. And it's just amazing being able to unload. What was it when Chris Reitman moved in?
He had a huge 26-foot
trailer, or the 26-foot U-Haul truck,
yeah,
plus a big tow-behind trailer, and all of that was unloaded in less than an hour in the middle of winter.
By approximately 30-plus adults and several kids.
Yeah, and I've never seen that anywhere other than New Hampshire.
And here it happens all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And I'd say that's another example of what community feels like. Community for liberty-minded people. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. 855-450-FREE. Not on this level. This is Free Talk Live. Go check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, the New Year's Day edition of the program, with you in studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And coming up, Mark Zuckerberg is saying that internet is akin to, or accessing the internet is akin to going to like a library, that you should have it sort of like you have access to libraries or free hospitals. Daryl, you've got that story. We're going to get into it, but also want to invite you to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find on our website there. Freetalklive.com allows you to actually create the content on the front page. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's free to use. You can submit show topics that you might want us to discuss on the radio. Of course, best way to get on the air is to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk about Zuckerberg. What's he saying?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg has written a forceful defense of the company's plan to offer limited free internet service in India, comparing free internet, like what he's offering called free basic, with, he's comparing this with libraries and public hospitals. In an op-ed written for the Times of India, Zuckerberg says that although libraries don't offer every book to readers, and hospitals can't cure every illness, they still provide a world of good, suggesting that just because free internet service only offers access to a limited number of sites, which in the case of free basics, third parties can apply to join, but Facebook ultimately controls, they're still an essential public service. The U.S.-based social network is currently fighting to win over a skeptical public in India, with critics in the country claiming that Free Basics, formerly known as Internet.org, undermines the principles of net neutrality. Last week, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India also called TRAI, throughout the rest of this article. Even asked Facebook's partner in India, Reliance Communications, to temporarily suspend access to Free Basics while its terms and conditions are examined in detail. The TRAI is expected to make a decision on the legality of Free Basics and other similar services sometime in January.
Now, I'd like to say, net neutrality, I do not support the idea of it. And for listeners who don't know, the idea of net neutrality is that the government in the United States, at least, I don't know what India, it sounds like India is not any better, but the government in the United States, the FCC specifically, has put down rules that are essentially mandating that internet providers treat all traffic equally, meaning that they can't throttle certain internet connections. Like, for instance, they couldn't give packets for YouTube priority. Let's say YouTube were to pay Comcast or Time Warner or something to give their connections priority to people, make sure that the bandwidth is always there for YouTube. They wouldn't be able to do that, is my understanding of net neutrality.
That's part of my understanding. And one of the sort of tricky things with net neutrality is you hear so much horrible stuff from both sides, I don't know what to believe, because I've heard some people say that if net neutrality goes away, then the internet service provider would then be able to bill you, the consumer, for accessing YouTube or accessing LRN.FM. So they could say, well, we'll include YouTube in your unlimited internet, but you've got to pay extra to go to these other sites. And if you don't pay extra, then it'll wind up being throttled and it'll be like you're on dial-up for everything except for, you know, the top five websites in the world.
Well, that's possible, right? And there's a lot of scare stories out there about, oh, well, if we don't have net neutrality, then they're going to slow down our internet connections or et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But, you know, the market doesn't generally work that way, right? Over time.
Well, the market works that the market, and I'm using air quotes there, the market works that way when you have governments enforcing monopolies and having monopolies in place or pseudo-monopolies, because there's not a lot of competition for internet service.
Well, there's not a lot, but there is some. And even with some competition, we see internet prices going down. We see internet speeds going up over time. And that's even with the limited situation where most towns don't have more than DSL and cable to choose from. But you also got to remember that there's more than just those choices. So like here in Keene, we have those too. Keene, New Hampshire, which isn't a big market by any means. You know, population 22, 23,000 or something like that. You've got Time Warner Cable, you've got Fairpoint DSL, but you also have, there is an independent, there are these people that are dealing with fiber installs around New Hampshire. Now it's a government sort of facilitated
federally
program,
subsidized.
But that is another one. And then further, there's also the cell phone companies that have internet service. You can get 4G communications from a couple of different providers, including U.S. Cellular and Verizon here in this area. And 4G, in some cases, can be faster, at least on the upstream side, than some of the internet connections out there. In fact, I would say 4G is probably overall a faster connection in Keene than DSL connections are. So there are multiple options for people, but it would be better with more than that, obviously. And yes, the government does restrict that.
Your 4G is running through like wireless stuff. So yeah. you can't have a 4G cable running into your house.
Nope.
If you want cable internet, there's one option that you have.
Right.
If you want DSL, there's one option.
Yeah, but those are competing in the internet marketplace. It doesn't matter that there aren't more than one cable provider. What matters is there are multiple internet providers in the marketplace. So to argue that it's monopoly is false.
Okay, it's oligopoly.
Okay.
It's controlled by a few. That there are not competing services for DSL. There's one DSL provider.
Sure, but there's
not competing services for cable internet. There is one cable internet provider.
I see what you're saying, Daryl, but there are still enough to provide competition that is at least meaningful enough to drive prices down.
But it's not a true free market.
I never said it was. I said the market. I didn't say the free market. Even the unfree market still has the basics of competition applied to it.
But not to the same extent.
Obviously not. But the, you know, the point remains that it's still getting better out there. And so for all the scaremongers about net neutrality saying that without net neutrality, then these cable companies are going to start gouging people is ridiculous. Now, the worst case scenario would, of course, be the old, you know, theory of, okay, well, you've got three gas stations on one corner and they all decide to collude and raise prices together. In theory, the providers could come together and collude, but all it takes is one company to break the cartel order to lower prices.
But with your gas station comparison, I've seen stuff to where one gas station will have their price like 3 cents lower, and then they wind up getting hit for some sort of manipulating the market thing. Somebody else has their price 3 cents higher and they get charged with gouging. But if they all have the same
price... Does that actually happen in New Hampshire? I've never heard of that.
I don't know if it's happened in
New
Hampshire, but it's happened in other places around the country.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all the gas regulations, but I think you're needling needlessly here on this point. My point was about cartels and breaking a cartel.
Right. My point is, even if you get rid of net neutrality, if there was actually real competition instead of this pseudo oligopoly competition, then the situation you're saying of prices would still get better and people would compete, then that would apply. But we've got this weird oligopoly thing, so if net neutrality goes away, I don't know if it would necessarily wind up being better, faster,
and actually
competing for
service. We didn't have net neutrality until this year, so that it was
the
internet.
No, there's been, since there's been an internet, there's been things that packets of information have to be treated equally.
There, to my knowledge, there was never any kind of federal government thing.
It's not been part of the FCC's regulations.
So then it's business policy.
It's been, I think, ICANN has been the one.
ICANN, I don't know if they set those details. But either way, the point being that businesses had provided the right service for internet providing.
Yes.
And they had competed. And I agree with you that in a true free market, we would have more competition. We'd have more options, probably more innovation. You'd probably see fiber rolling out faster. You'd probably see prices going down faster.
Probably see T1 coming out.
T1 is old technology, dude. T1 is basically...
I thought T1 was faster than fiber.
No.
What am I thinking of that's faster than fiber? There's something faster than fiber.
I mean, I'm sure there is, but I don't know what offhand you call it.
Okay.
Well,
whatever that thing
is. There's always something faster. T1 is decrepit old technology. You can't do more than 1.5 megabits on a T1.
Oh, okay.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The net neutrality stuff was just simply fear-mongering, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts on free internet. That's what they're calling the internet basic, free basic.
That's free basics.
Free basics. But they're using the term internet to describe what Mark Zuckerberg is offering through his internet.org service. Daryl, you and I both have different versions of sort of a similar story. Yours is about Mark's, I guess, op-ed piece on this, yeah, and how the India government is responding. And then there's another piece over at Bloomberg.com, why India's net neutrality activists hate Facebook. And so it's kind of like Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook founder, versus net neutrality activists. The net neutrality activists are saying, look, this violates the principles of net neutrality because this Facebook free basic internet is basically, we haven't really gone over this yet, but it's basically Facebook plus certain other companies who have been approved to be on. So, like, there's a Microsoft Bing, from what I understand, involved in this. The story here from Bloomberg says that it allows customers to access Facebook and select services such as Messenger and Microsoft Bing without a data plan. So I guess there's another tier where you can pay for greater internet access. But this is something that anyone in India and in other underdeveloped and countries around the world can access. I guess not anyone, but it's in some countries so far, and those people have an opportunity to get on this, which Zuckerberg's idea, from what I understand, is to bring internet, and I'm putting that with air quotes around it, to people all around the globe. Because remember, only about 50% of the globe has access to the internet. There literally are billions of people in the world with no internet access whatsoever. So, I feel like this isn't internet. I guess my critique of Zuckerberg on this is that it's not internet, and that's okay, because he's spending whatever billions of dollars he needs to spend to create this infrastructure to work with the cell phone provider. You mentioned the company's name, or whoever it was.
Reliance Communications.
Yeah, the internet provider in India, to work with them to offer more people a semblance of an internet, a semi-internet, a very seriously restricted internet. So I don't think you can call it the internet, because the internet sort of is defined because all of these computers internetworked together all around the globe, allowing you to access any service anywhere on it. Whereas his is a restricted network.
Right. And he's comparing his thing called Free Basics to public libraries or hospitals, saying that libraries don't offer every book that's ever been published, and hospitals can't cure every illness, but they still provide a world of good. Let me jump back down to where we were in this article. Facebook is lobbying hard, taking out full-page ads in Indian newspapers and offering toll-free numbers for supporters to call to support digital equality. In his column in the Times of India, Zuckerberg says he is not, or rather he is nonplussed by criticism of Free Basics, writing that surprisingly, over the last year, there's been a big debate about this. Instead of wanting to give people access to some basic internet services for free, critics of the program continue to spread false claims, even if that means leaving behind a billion people. He adds that it's a fact that the Free Basics is opening up the whole internet, with half the population who use the ad-free service paying to access the full internet within 30 days.
So, meaning that they start for the free with the free plan, then half of them upgrade.
Yes.
Well, it's never good enough. I mean, the people who want everything for free, it's never good enough. So Zuckerberg's spending these, you know, however much he's spending to do this, and they're still complaining about it. Now, I get where they're coming from. Like, you know, I want people to experience the full internet too. And I think to equip, you know, to say that Facebook is the internet is problematic. And that is something that is happening. I don't know if you were on the show, but several weeks ago, there was a news story about people and in these countries like India and some, you know, North African
nations. I wasn't on that show, but I read that article independently of even knowing that it was discussed.
Where what is happening is the people in these areas, they are coming to believe that Facebook is the internet. So when they talk about the internet, they're talking about Facebook because they have this free basic internet access. Cell phone providers in some African countries are offering this as well, and it's basically just Facebook. And so many of them don't know the difference between what the internet is, which is this sort of open platform, and Facebook, which is in no way an open platform.
Well, and there are also some people that don't realize that Facebook is part of the internet.
That's right, exactly.
Because the story that I saw, I forget what percentage of people it was that said, no, I don't have internet,
I have Facebook.
But I have Facebook. So they think that Facebook is completely separate from the internet.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion out there over this this subject. And so, you know, Zuckerberg giving this away, again, he should be free to do that. The Indian government should not be able to get in there and say, ah, Mr. Zuckerberg, you have to, you know, if you're going to give away free internet, or, you know, you have to give away free internet. Of course, he's only giving away a slice of the internet. And again, there are other options as well. I mean, there are different competing sort of freebie internet providers out there. There's Google. They're doing something with like balloons or something like that that are floating in the atmosphere. I forget what that
is. Is that the Outernet?
Isn't it Google Loon or something like that?
I don't know.
Outernet's different. Outernet's the third one. So there's Facebook's internet.org. There's like Google Loon. I forget what theirs is called. I might be wrong about that. And then there's Outernet, which is outernet.is, I believe is their website. And that's a satellite-based delivery
that's
system.
That's a one-way only sort of thing.
Correct. That allows people to receive information from select places on the internet, so including Wikipedia, which if you're going to give people access to the internet or portion of the internet, that's a pretty good portion to give them access to because that helps spread knowledge, whereas Facebook, there's a lot of junk on there. All three of these are different with the way that they provide people service for no cost.
But here's another question. Do their service areas overlap?
Well, Outernet has, I think, Europe and North and Central America covered on satellite so far, and I don't know where all of internet.org is available. I think there's some African countries where that is available.
Because if they don't overlap in their service area, they're not really competing.
Some do, some don't, I guess. I don't know how far Google has gone with their layout of what they're planning. But these things are all in the works. And either way, the Indian government should have no say on whether or not Facebook can offer this Facebook-only service.
Right, basically. And I'm not saying that they should.
Right.
I'm just saying that if Google isn't also providing something in India, Google's not competing with Free Basics.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. My point about competition is they're competing at the level of providing free internet, obviously with the idea of expanding around the globe. All of them have the mission of expanding their services to the entire globe. So all, you know, 8 billion or however many people, in theory, could have access to their services. At what stages they all are in that particular goal, I'm not keeping intimately familiar with their progress. Was there more that you wanted to share?
Yeah, The Verge continues by saying that critics of free basics, however, contend that the service is not only against the principles of net neutrality, but could also stifle innovation in India while further cementing Facebook's presence in the country. India is the second most populous nation in the world and home to more Facebook users than any other country than the United States. Groups like the Free Software Movement of India have even launched their own campaign against free basics, claiming that Facebook is misleading users and that the social network could introduce ads to the service in the future.
Of course they could. Now, why don't these whiners just put their own money together and create a competitor? I mean, that would be the way to do it, right? Like, go ahead, put Facebook to shame. Put Internet.org to shame. Okay, yeah, you can have your free Facebook over here, but we're offering free real internet access, which would give you access to Facebook and the rest of the internet, which is actually real internet. But of course, there's costs involved in that, right?
Right.
And so, you know, it's a lot easier to complain about what somebody's doing. It's a lot easier to bitch about an innovator than to actually provide meaningful competition. So they're spending their time and their energy lobbying government and whining into the media when they could be doing something productive.
So let me ask you this question. If they weren't lobbying the government and they were just offering legitimate criticism, would you still say that they should build their own internet?
Well, I mean, it's one thing to criticize. It's another thing to do. I think they should build. I mean, if what they want to see is people being given free internet access, because it's going to go two ways, right? Zuckerberg's either going to be allowed to do what he's doing, which is, you know, give people free Facebook access, basically glorified Facebook, and call it the internet. He's going to either be allowed to do that, or the court or the whoever the hell it is, the regulator is going to say, Zuckerberg, you need to offer people free internet. In which case, he'll just say, I can't afford that, and pull the plug. So I think it's going to be one or the other.
Right, but that wasn't my question. My question was, if they were not lobbying the Indian government and just offering criticism, hey, Mr. Zuckerberg, it would be nice if,
yeah,
would you still be criticizing the people offering, you know, what
yeah,
I would
put your money where
be...
your mouth is? Absolutely. You know, critics are worth almost nothing to me. People who are doers who critique, I have a lot more respect for. So when somebody talks crap about some of the activism that we might be doing out here in New Hampshire, you know, I don't really care what they think, so long as they, you know, if they're like a libertarian, but all they do is get on the internet and critique others, that means nothing to me. Somebody who's actually done the activism and critiques, that's valuable to me because they know where they're coming from. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.